I like the way my player react in the second half to come back after one to be 1-0 down against the leader, against Leicester, who is very difficult to beat. I'm very pleased about the second half performance of my players.
If you go 2-0 down, it's probably going to be Leicester that win the game. So a lot to be for your goalkeeper, Mark Bunn.
Of course, you are right. This is the key point of our game, and he allows us to stay in the game. And then I'm very pleased for him and for the team.
Why did it start so slow, do you think? The game in the first half seemed to be a bit flat to start.
Yes, you know, it's the second game in the week, home game. To play two games in a row at home, it's always a little bit difficult, especially when you play against Leicester, because you know that they will wait for you very deep and go on counter-attack very quick with Mahrez and Vardy especially. Then we knew that, and we tried to stay well-balanced. But let's say that we concede as well a very, very silly goal, and I was not happy at all about that.
Your fight against relegation continues, but you're actually worse off tonight than this morning because of the other results.
Yes, it has been the case for a few weeks now, but you know, I definitely think that if my team have played with that quality, this spirit, since the first day of this league, probably they wouldn't be there today.
But the fight continues.
Of course. I'm very positive, to be fair, with the players, because they deserve credit after this week. We play the seventh and we play the leaders in the same week, home game, 4 points. In terms of quality play, I didn't see, to be fair, many difference or a big gap as the same I saw in the table tonight. You know, then we have to carry on. We have to be focused on the target that I still believe that we can achieve.
Nevertheless, Remy, your fans are getting consolations now, because they're seeing some heart, some aggression, some resilience.
Yes, but you know, I've been here only for 2 months, and to transmit spirit, to transmit a way of play, it took time. You know, I didn't have pre-season, I couldn't work on fitness of my player. Then now you can, eventually, this is not my job to do it, but you can see eventually that the team is playing differently and the spirit is much better. We have to put a lot of credit on the player who started these two games, and I know that I can rely on now.
I imagine you wish this was October or November now.
Yes, or maybe the beginning of the season. I need to repeat that, because you know, you build a season with the pre-season, with the first game, with the dynamic you give to your team when you start. And then when I came, the situation was very, very poor, I have to say. And to change the direction of the dynamic, it's not only because you came in a dressing room and you speak another language, you know, or English with a strange accent, I mean. But then, you know, you have to work, and I believe on work, I believe on training session, and maybe there is some fruits that are coming a little bit now on that.
Is language still a problem or not?
I know that my language and my accent could be funny, probably, I don't know. But in other way, you know, I like when I hear English people speaking French, because it's very, not funny, funny is not the word, but I like it, you know. It's, then I imagine that for you it's quite the same. To be fair, my language is not a problem. I can talk and I can understand everybody who wants to talk with me. Then I don't think at all that this is a problem in my team.